before they come.
Cedar Rapids Roller Girls love the Candman Show!
Check, 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 one, two. All right. Show 50 episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening. Nerdgasm, nerdgasm. The Can Man Show is a coming right at you. Geeky, nerdy fun with a guest interview. Come here to get news or check with Butters the Stalker or get your weekly fill of that Luke Skywalker. They're a lovable, huggable group of guys. The ladies be melting when we be walking by. Discussing the movies, the updates on sci-fi. They're strong and handsome and sometimes shy. Shy, 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 but always fly, fly, fly. They're sometimes shy, shy, shy. The Can Man guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. Joining me, as always, is my best friend in the whole wide world, Kevin the Coppice. How you doing, Kevin?
Oh, pretty good, Chad.
Good, good, good. And as you can see here, we're joined tonight again by Jamie, James W. Kelly. Of course, this is the first time you've been on the live stream.
Yeah, I have not been on the live stream yet. It's just a little bit creepy.
Is it?
I feel like I should be showing them my nipples.
You should be.
But I'm not going to.
Okay.
Unless they have a credit card.
All right. I like how you operate. And then
I do.
back again is the real sexy voice of the show, Sarah Wood. How you doing, Sarah?
Hi.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Did I just make you blush?
A little.
All right, good. Yeah. Good. Well, welcome to the show. Good to have you back. How you been?
Pretty good. Today, not so much, but my life's been really great recently.
Good, good. How's school going?
Out of school.
Out of school?
Yes.
How's Iowa City going? You still in Iowa City?
Yeah, Iowa City is good.
You still have neighbors that parties?
I work with students now. So good. Technically, I guess I'm still part of school. But
I'll need to talk to you about that after the show.
All right.
All right. Also joining us tonight in the music department is my brother, Todd. So, hey, Todd. He doesn't have a mic on him yet, so that's okay.
That's cool. Don't worry about it.
All right, good, good, good. So, what's new, Kevin?
Nothing.
Nothing? Really? Nothing? Nothing? Nothing?
No, no.
I had a really awesome week. A very awesome week. Other than being sick, because I was sick. I had the fever and stuff after the show.
The fever.
Yeah, it was a fever. And
so
then
not, it's not like Saturday night
of
fever.
Of 103?
Yeah. It actually got up to 102.
That's pretty intense.
But anyway, Tuesday I went and I recorded a commercial for KCRG, for the Gazette.
Yeah.
With your buddy Jason.
Jason Christofek, yeah.
And then my buddy Anthony Jensen, Carol Martin was in there, and I forget the other girl's name. I think it's Katie, but I apologize.
So did you play a sick elf?
I got to play an elf. I wasn't very sick, but my beard's got 1 week growth on it.
Nice.
So we'll see what happens here. I'll just go.
What do you think's going to happen?
I'm going to go with the No Shave November and see if I can end up looking like Dumbledore
like
or something.
Grizzly Adams?
Yeah, Grizzly Adams by the end of November if Christina will let me keep it.
Yeah. Are you going to have plaid shirts and boots and jeans?
Yes.
Trucker hat?
I'll wear a trucker hat. Yeah.
Are you going to start wearing animal pelts?
How about a billfold
like
with a chain?
Man?
Well, I can. If I want one of those, I just need to talk to my brother. That's the only billfolds he wears. Or did you not wear the chains anymore?
Get Kevin.
Chain fell off. I've had the same wallet since I was 16 years old.
Oh, see? Damn it.
I'm not a big fan of change, I guess.
Okay. I guess not.
Nothing to do with underwear, I guess.
I'm glad I don't wear them. But did that commercial, was sick for a few days, but still worked from home and tried to stick with it. Did go home early one day.
How do you go home early if you
just log work. Out?
Yeah, you stop working.
Stop working. Tell my boss, hey, I'm done.
Go upstairs.
I'm gonna go lay down now.
Yeah, but it's also really hard to work from home. Like, I did freelance stuff in my senior year of college, and it's really hard to... Like, you're in the same environment. It's very hard to, like, chunk out that time and actually do work and not get distracted. I don't know if you don't have that problem, but I definitely did.
Well, I mean, I think that my biggest distraction is I know I've got stuff I need to get done around here.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I'm not here, then I don't have to worry about getting it done until I'm here. Well, I'm here, you know, I'll get up, I'll run to the restroom, throw a little laundry in the washer.
I start randomly cleaning. I'm like, oh, that half an hour I should have been doing work. And
what is better than having a job where you can just work all day in your underwear? I don't understand what the...
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with it at all. I'm not complaining at all. I'm just saying.
I got fully dressed for my job, but
yeah.
Okay.
No. I'm lucky I even
doing
put on
hair
pants.
And makeup.
The only time I know when I'm starting to fall apart when Christina won't kiss me anymore. So I have to...
Like go shave.
Yeah, well, I won't necessarily go shave, but put on some pit stick and shower and maybe brush my teeth once in a while. And
I was adopted, by the way.
You're like, just for the record. There's no relation.
I worked from home last week, the week before that, just, you know, one day. And it's beautiful because, you know, I'm salaried, so they don't care about every minute of my time. So it's like, if at 3:30 I feel like I want to go lay down take a nap, I can take a nap. I just have to work however long I napped later on when I'm done.
Right.
It's beautiful. It's just gorgeous. It's like, well, yeah, I'm a much better worker after a half an hour nap.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to say it's been very cool because I've been watching a lot of TV on my breaks that I wasn't able to catch up on before. So, like, okay. HDNet is running the Enterprise show. They've been running it from the beginning. I think now they're into the third season. So I think there was only four seasons of the show. But it's been cool watching that. I didn't realize a lot of people said that show sucked, but I'm into it. I'm totally digging it.
Nice.
So didn't care for how it ended because I started watching it when they ended it the last time they ran
sucks.
It.
Yeah.
So, but hey, what do you do?
Yeah.
Did get to do a really awesome thing Friday and Saturday. Took part in Jenny's 24 Hour on a Play.
Nice.
Deal, and that was very, very awesome. I got to send out a shout out to my cast members, James Trainer, who wrote the show, Tiffany, Matei, Lindy, and Kareen. Thank you so much for doing such an awesome job and learning your parts. And it's amazing that you got the scripts at 8 o'clock in the morning. Were able to perform, you know, the whole show by 8 o'clock at night. That was just beyond cool.
Do you guys use cue cards or just
no? They learned their.
That's awesome.
That's
really impressive.
The dialogue was pretty intense. Well, yeah, totally golf clap.
Like, I can barely remember what I'm going to say. You know, if you start talking when I'm thinking of something, I'll start listening to you,
right?
And I'll forget what I was going to say by the time you're done talking.
Or,
so, I mean, the idea of being able to memorize lines for a play in 12 hours kind of stuns me. It's just
how long was the play?
It was only like 10, 15 minutes, but
that's a lot of money.
Still, there's a lot of dialogue that they learned in a short amount of time, and at the same time, learning their movements around the stage and you know the whole deal. So, very impressive.
Did they improv any?
No, they not this time around. They just totally. There was only one minor flub. And the whole deal for that to happen, it's amazing.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah,
yeah, great, great guys. And Matei, thank you for letting me glue all that werewolf stuff to your face because I'm sure you're still working on getting that removed.
It was actually probably pubes.
Oh, good lord!
Off of Chad's face.
That's it.
And
that's
this is how we know they're related.
Yeah, it's funny you said one flub. When I was in high school, we did one of the fall shows. We did was Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the run, so like, you know, a Friday night show, it was like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I want to say the Friday night show, they forgot to mention that the dice have no dots on them. Like, that's the whole shtick in that one scene, is the guy's throwing dice that only he knows where the dots are because he had them removed because it's bad luck to know where the dots are.
Okay.
So they're rigged dice. And no one thought, like, everyone's just standing there like, oh my God, he forgot his line. And no one had the wherewithal, like, or the presence of mind to say, to do anything about it. And like, so the scene just goes on and it becomes like this Dada-esque comedy. Like, because like people pick up their lines right where they left off, but they just forgot like this most important part of the scene.
Right.
And they just keep going and it's like, okay, that's surreal.
Yeah, that is creepy.
So that's, and you know, we've been practicing it for months.
So my high school did Arsenic and Old Lace, and you're supposed to... one of the main characters is supposed to open up this deep chest and is supposed to see dead bodies and be shocked. So what they did on the first night, he seemed shocked, and they did that. But on the second night of showings, this is Friday night, so Thursday went well. Friday night, the cast put pornographic images all along the bottom.
Nice.
So when he opened it, he actually went, like, there was a genuine surprise. But it gets better, because those were all females. Saturday night, you can tell he kind of has a cocky grin when he's going over to open the container. Pornographic images of all guys. That nice. Was the best shocked face that we've ever
that's
seen.
That's great. That's great.
Very nice. Yeah, I had a similar thing happen to me during the Full Monty, and I think I told this story before, but we'd done this song about men glorifying women and how, you know, there's no way that a woman would glorify, you know, just make a, you know,
it's true.
Idolize a man or whatever. So anyway, we're passing around this, supposed to be like a Victoria's Secret catalog. And every night, it's just been a Victoria's Secret catalog until the last night. Mm-hmm. Somebody glued in there gay porn, and but had the did it so every page you turned to was like a 13-inch dong. So it was like,
wow.
Oh my God! And I'm trying to be very serious during this part, because I'm trying to, like, women, they really could look at us like we're, you know, tards or something, and, you know.
That's funny. I really like that.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, but I do want to say congratulations to everybody that participated in the 24 Hours to Play event. Thank you to Jenny for putting on the event, and to everybody that had anything to do with that. What a great time. For $5, man, it was an awesome...
That's awesome.
Awesome entertainment. Six plays, each of it, lots of it. One of them a musical, and congratulations to my team. We got best ensemble cast.
Who wrote a musical in like 12 hours?
Gerard Estrella. Gerard.
That's
yeah.
It's pretty impressive. Really,
yeah,
three or four songs. The script. He wrote the script. Wrote the songs.
Who is he? Joss Whedon?
Well, it's Gerard. He's the guy who wrote Labida, Labida.
Yeah,
everybody
just,
knows this.
Well, if he's Joss Whedon, wouldn't that mean the show got canceled early?
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah. Every time, isn't it?
Yeah, just a bit. Dollhouse is the only one that hasn't been canceled.
Wow.
So how was the crowd compared to, like, other ones?
It was very, very busy, very packed in there, actually. I don't know what the actual head count was, but I know there was a lot of people there. So it was good. It was good. tomorrow, Tuesday, November 11th, which is also Veterans Day.
November 10th.
November
10th.
Tomorrow's the
10th.
Wednesday's the 11th.
Oh, Wednesday's the 11th. So Wednesday is the 11th.
Yeah.
The 10th, tomorrow,
yeah,
is...
What happens on the 10th, Chad?
It's the 40th anniversary of Sesame Street.
And the 20th anniversary of the Berlin Wall coming down.
That was
down.
Today?
Yeah, that was today.
Yeah.
So.
And tomorrow they're going to execute John Allen Muhammad, the DC sniper.
Really?
Which you guys probably weren't as involved
That's
with.
That's a great thing exactly to have associated with Sesame Street.
I was actually in Maryland. Like, I just moved there like a month before when that happened. And it was absolutely crazy. It was just insane.
Were you freaked out, like, going to the store?
Everyone was. Like, you'd go, like, you'd see people crouching behind their cars, filling their car with gas. And we were like 40 miles away from the shootings. But even still, just everyone was absolutely terrified all the time. So sorry,
that's
like
no.
Not nearly as happy as
no,
Sesame Street.
So he's getting executed.
The fall of communism
tomorrow.
Yeah, he gave up his appeals.
Wow.
So.
And what about the kid that was helping him?
He's doing life without parole.
Okay.
He's gonna turn 21 in prison, doing life without parole.
Wow.
No one could tell him right, but Mama tried. Yes, she tried. Merle Haggard.
You just...
I'm sorry.
All right.
Merle Haggard. Anyone out there? Come on. Who's with me? Get a show of hands.
There aren't too
They're telling
many
jokes
people.
Amongst themselves.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. That must be Tony.
No. Anyway.
So I want to send a shout out to the chat room.
Hi,
who's joining us. There's only a few of you in there. Hopefully there'll be more next time. To participate in the show, go to thecanmanshow.com and click on the Watch Us Live link. And there you go. You can watch us live next time.
Sweet.
So Sesame Street. I remember a lot of Sesame Street when I was a kid. That was my babysitter for a while. For when I was real little. Do you guys have any fond memories of Sesame Street?
I absolutely adore Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers. I grew up, you know, watching that and reading Rainbow, and I just
Reading Rainbow.
Reading
oh
Rainbow's been canceled.
I love all of those shows, but like, you know, Sesame Street, you can still watch it. Like my wife and I. You know, people still make references to it. We're right. 30 something. You
tomorrow,
know,
like, tomorrow the format's supposed to change yet again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hopefully, I mean, when I was a kid, Elmo didn't exist.
No.
So it was Big Bird, Bert and Ernie, the Count, Harry.
Harry.
And then Grover and Oscar. I mean, so, I mean, those are the key core characters.
Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie, yeah. Yeah. So do you think
Spanish watching Sesame Street.
Yeah. Yeah. Entrada, Salada.
Agua.
Agua. Maria and Louise taught me Spanish.
And when I was very, very little, that was before Snuffleupagus was real. He was still Big Bird's imaginary friend, and the adults wouldn't believe him that he existed.
Totally invisible.
And then they realized, like, wait, we should...
Oh, yeah, they Cookie Monster on there. We forgot Cookie Monster.
Yeah, Cookie Monster.
Yeah, well, Cookie Monster.
But, you know, it's like, so much has changed. We were talking about Cookie Monster. Like, now cookies are a sometimes food. It's just,
yeah.
Like, well, I understand kids need to eat right. They need to eat healthy. But I miss the gluttonous Cookie Monster.
When he was Alistair Cookie and doing the Masterpiece Theater, he would smoke a pipe.
He wouldn't smoke it, though. He'd only ever eat it.
Well, he'd have it here.
he'd have the pipe, but then he'd eat it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm extremely concerned here. You guys know way too much about Sesame Street.
Dude, Sesame Street, okay, at the same time that Sesame Street was on, then I started watching The Muppet Show. And The Muppet Show is what turned me on to doing different voices. Mm-hmm. And the very first voice I learned to do was Fozzie Bear.
Here I am, Fozzie Bear, to tell you jokes both old and rare. Ah!
Oh my God.
It's a little old, but it's been a while since I've done it. But
pigs in space!
Exactly.
Exactly.
Indeed.
But, you know, it's that really piqued my imagination when I was a kid. I love Muppets.
I love that stuff. I remember right around the time Martha Stewart was arrested for insider trading, I was flipping. It'll come back. I was flipping through the channels, and there was Martha Stewart on TV talking to Cookie Monster. She had Cookie Monster on her show, and he was like,
making the chat jealous.
Like, flirting with Cookie Monster, and, you know, on and on. And they got to be, you know, real good friends or whatever. And all I could think of is cut to 6 months later, scene, Women's Federal Penitentiary, visiting room. Cookie Monster enters. Oh, Martha, me bake you cake with file in it, but me eat it.
Oh, Cookie Monster.
That would be a brilliant skit.
That would have been amazing.
I'm sitting on the couch just howling in laughter, and I'm by myself, so I had to, like, call my wife who I was dating at the time, and I, like, told her this, so I, like, had to set it up just like I did there, which is less funny, but the Cookie Monster voice makes it, I think.
Yeah.
It's very good.
I'm so sorry.
Nice. But I don't know.
Speaking of cookies.
Like,
yeah.
Thank you, Sarah, for bringing these wonderful cookies.
You're welcome.
When Mr. Hooper was still alive, he used to have the store, and he died, and it was such a big funeral, and it was on. They did a special event. Thousands of people were there. You know, everybody cried when Mr. Hooper died. I did. But
old age, Jamie?
I'll be 30 in December.
Oh, so you're not 30 yet? Man, no. You, like, know more about Sesame Street. You guys are mentioning names that I don't remember at all. Where was I?
I don't know. I used to get stuck in front of the TV all the time. Or I would stick myself in front
of
the TV.
I was outside. I forgot.
That's right. You're the skinny one. I'm the fat one.
I was the guy
one.
Walking.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. Did you ever watch Sesame Street when you were a kid?
Nope.
Cagney and Lacey only.
Just Cagney and Lacey?
No, I really... When you're Mr. Hooper... Mm-hmm. I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, he was the kindly shopkeeper that was always nice to Big Bird. Old bald guy.
No recollection whatsoever.
I mean, the only Sesame Street I know is from commercials, toys. Yeah.
So sad.
My daughter got a video, like a couple of videos of Elmo, and I see all these different characters. Well, it gets her through potty time, so.
Okay. Yeah. Why? How could you possibly hate Elmo?
He's so irritating.
Touch me now! Tickle me! Every single morning. So my other job is being a nanny. Every single morning, we watch Elmo's World. I go to bed at night, and it's completely quiet, and inside my head is echoing, la 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 la, la 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 la, Elmo's World. So I'm lying in bed going, no... Please, something else stuck in my head.
See, that's the problem. It was really an ensemble sort of thing. like when we were growing up, it was, you know, there were all these characters and you do sketches and, you know, Kermit the Frog would be on there and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But now, every third sketch is freaking Elmo.
Yeah.
He's this little cute red thing, and yeah, he's awesome, and the guy that does his voice is this, like, 6'7" black man. He's not really
yeah.
6'7".
Well,
he's
he also guy. Did the, you know, on the dinosaur show, he was the baby.
He was the baby.
Yeah. Not the mama!
Not the mama! I love yeah. that show.
Really?
But could you tell?
I love that.
But I just, it's like, I want to punt Elmo.
Well, yeah. Sesame Street's guts to get paid, you know? So, I mean...
Well, they must be having good money. Recently, they had Neil Patrick Harris on the show, and I was wondering if they were stereotyping him because he was a shoe fairy that was wearing pastels, and so I was worried about
that
it.
That was about the time he came out, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, he...
Maybe that was why.
I think it might have been intentional, but it was marvelous. That was the only time Sesame Street, like, while I'm watching this child, was worth it. I was
excited. They had Feist on there doing 1, 2, 3, 4. Counting monsters.
Yeah.
Thank you. So.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, good. Congratulations.
Well, they even had Elmo on, like, NPR.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And then he testified during some hearings.
Yeah, something about children's nutrition or something like that.
They should have had the Cookie Monster.
Me not allowed to eat cookies anymore. Me have to eat stupid carrots. Me like carrots.
Me diabetic. Must take insulin. Can't have cookie no more.
Strategy. That's exactly what he sounded like.
Nice.
That was pretty good, man.
Transforming.
So yeah, Sesame Street. Good. Congratulations on 40
years.
40 years. Hopefully you guys don't screw it up like when you changed the theme song that time. So
you don't like Sesame Street? Are you a communist?
Crazy.
What's wrong with being a communist? No offense. All right.
Absolutely not.
So, you guys all been sick? Had a touch of the sickness, too, or what?
My wife was real sick Friday and Saturday. Even today, I actually sent her to the doctor so they could check out if she had swine flu or not, because she had just had this nasty cough on and off and chills. Never a fever, but just chills. So, I'm just really petrified of swine flu. Like, I hear it's actually ends up being, like, pretty mild, comparatively. It's not that bad. But I'm just absolutely terrified of getting it, so... You know, I'm handing her tea at the edge of a, mm-hmm. the end of a broom handle.
See, the problem with anything that's going on in the world right now is it's so overplayed by the media. You know, most of the cases of swine flu have been even more mild than the seasonal flu. So it's, you know, they're playing it up, and it's the people that are dying from it have pre-existing conditions. We don't know what they are. They're keeping them all
right.
private.
But they're not telling you how many people have died from the regular flu either.
The regular flu season hasn't even started yet, but this is the problem with modern media. They overplay everything. It's just like they jump on the bandwagon, you know, and it's like everybody needs to, this thing. It's the national media.
Of course, Jamie works for the media.
No, I tell you this. I have been a Gazette reader since I was a kid, and the one thing I love about the Gazette, I love the Gazette more than I love any paper. I've been all over the country, and I've read papers. The only one I truly enjoy reading is the Gazette, and it isn't just because... I'm from Cedar Rapids, and it's about local news. It's how they cover the news. There's a little bit of integrity involved with the Gazette, and I'm not just saying that because you're in the room.
Oh,
they are a great newspaper.
Quit polishing your balls, Kevin.
It's called ball washing.
You're actually absolutely right, though, because a lot of the media has jumped on it. The thing that's scary about it to me is a lot of the people who are dying aren't the people you'd expect to die from the flu.
Yeah.
They're in their 20s or 30s. So that's why it's just, you know, it petrifies me. So like my wife's coughing and I'm like, hold my breath, run in, give her a hug, run back out of the room before I pass out and then let my breath out. You know, I just really don't want to get this.
Wow.
No, I'm not really doing any of those things.
I was going to say, if you guys go to the same bed at night, then it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Imagine working in a children's restaurant where you're dealing with roughly 1,000 to 2,000 kids a day, and you got those stubborn parents that are all kids. We'll take them out and infect everybody, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to let this kid play on every video game here where everybody else put their
let's
hands
put him
on
in
everything
the
on.
Bottle of sanitizer.
Yeah. let's put him in the ball pits.
We don't have those anymore.
Oh, no.
So, no ball pits.
That's good because, you know...
We knew you didn't have balls, Todd.
Why no ball pits?
What's that?
Why no ball pits?
Disease.
Well, because, that's one of them.
You can't
the other
clean
thing
them
is,
either.
Well, no, we did. That's a sad thing. You know, you get one kid in there. You got a kid under the age of 4. What does a kid under the age of 4 do when they got to go to the bathroom? They're beyond diaper to potty training, okay? But they have accidents still. What do? They pee on the balls.
Right. No, it's,
that'd be a terrible job.
So you had to clean peed on balls.
Where do you work?
What?
Where do you work?
I will not mention over the air.
Something with a rat.
Okay. My brother worked at a similar establishment.
Oh, okay.
When we were in high school, and he has just a ton of stories, including the time someone pooped in the urinal.
Oh, yeah, that would
happen.
That's
happened everywhere. Come on.
I felt like it was in a scene.
That's
of
a
Kingpin.
South Park Sorry, episode, isn't it?
We went camping one time. Kevin and I went camping with some friends. So Kevin and I went camping with some friends, and we stopped at the Pizza Hut in Mount Vernon. I'm going to apologize to the people who worked at that Pizza Hut. And Zachary was, what, like six
not,
or seven?
It's not even there anymore. It was probably what did it in. Probably.
Yeah,
the one in Mount Vernon.
So he had to go to the bathroom and didn't. I sent him in there. I thought he was a big enough kid, and he didn't understand, and he took a dump in the urinal.
My back's all wet. Why is my back? Why's your back all wet, boy?
So I went in there, and he pooped in the urinal.
That was awesome. If we would have had cell phones with cameras back then, that'd be my Facebook picture.
Yeah. You know, put it in its place. I mean, that was when Phantom Menace came out, because they had all those Phantom Menace toys there. I was all excited to get the Phantom Menace toys.
Funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He just has tons of, like, you know, parents would come in, and they'd order, you know, three or four pitchers of beer for like three parents. You just get loaded
to dull the pain. Yeah.
Oh, and then God. Like their kids are just running. And he defends the pizza. And I'm like, no, it's bad pizza.
Yeah, it's like cardboard.
Yeah.
I still go there because I like it.
What, my pizza?
Yeah.
Oh.
Your pizza's all right. Speaking of pizza, I saw that Little Caesars is opening up.
Yeah.
They're talking about opening up like a bunch of locations, not just the one on the...
They used to have them.
Is it Little Caesars or the Kmart version of Little Caesars?
It's a Little Caesars, freestanding Little Caesars franchise.
The pizza, Little Caesars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you confirm, or do you know, I saw there was an article in the Gazette posted on Gazette Online today.
But I haven't
Started. Does Little Caesars still do pizza, two pizzas for the price of one?
Yeah, that's their thing.
Lots of cheap, crappy pizza for you.
Yeah. I used to love Little Caesars.
Yeah, dude, pizza by the slice, pizza and a pop for a buck or
whatever. Two slices.
They used to have the Dominator when I was in college, and it was like, you know, $10 for literally more pizza than five people could eat. And so, of course, we'd get like two of them.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, so cheap. But it's just not. I mean, it's not terrible, but it's just not good compared. Like, it's better than Domino's, but, you know, so is this table.
They had, like,
Domino's is terrible pizza.
It used to be good. Domino's used to be good.
I'd say Godfather's. Like, I'm talking corporate-wise. Godfather's.
Oh, you're talking not local restaurants.
Yeah, I'm just saying corporate, whether it's a franchise or not. I'm just saying, like, when it comes to that style, you know, that Godfather's definitely takes the cake on that. It's when you get down to the local stuff like Zoe's Pizzeria and Marion.
Oh,
Tomasso's
yeah, we just
went to
Zoe's.
Oh, yeah,
it's
Zoe's and
just delicious.
Xavier's,
I like their crust.
Oh, yeah, Xavier's is good, too.
Marco's is not bad, either.
I've never had Marco's. So
it's cheap. It's very inexpensive, but it's very good.
They have a buffet, too.
Really?
It's not bad.
What's their buffet like?
It's like $4.99 and
it's lunchtime.
What is a buffet? Marco's?
Marco's every day.
Yeah,
wow.
Lunchtime.
Is it just pizza? Or is it like pizza and salad?
They have a salad, but the salads... a lot of those places, the salads are pretty sad.
It's iceberg lettuce they've had out in the sun for a day.
You know, it's what they didn't put on, like, the, you know, the...
Yeah, the if it wasn't good enough to go on the Heroes, that's where it goes.
So do they also carry it on the bar? Is it just, did they put wings or anything on there?
No, it's just pizza. But the interesting thing is, like, the first time that I went there, they go, what kind of pizza you want on the buffet? And I go, well, the one that has, like, everything, the works or whatever. And they cooked it up and put it right out there for me.
That's awesome.
Pizza Ranch in North Liberty did that for me, too.
CC's will do that. The problem with CC's is you pay $5.
It's $4.99.
$4.99 for pizza and a drink.
$2.50 for a drink.
Oh, it's $2.50 for a drink.
Yeah.
What do you mean a pizza and a drink?
Like
a full pizza?
No, it's a buffet style, so $4.99 is as much pizza as you could possibly consume.
Oh, God.
Except it's not awful, but it's not good either.
It is one step above frozen pizza. Or my best description of it is have you ever went to a place that pizza is not their main item?
Yeah.
They have pizza, but it's not great pizza.
Right, you're talking like Olive Garden, for example. You know, you go there. their main thing is like pasta, but then they serve pizza.
You're really lucky they serve pizza we don't have sponsors on here because we're just
I like Olive Garden's food, but I've never had their pizza. But I, you know,
they have pizza at Olive Garden
sometimes. Yeah. It's like
sometimes places things.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, you go to a bar. They don't do pizza, but like they have it on the menu. Pizza.
Yeah, but by the time you're drunk, I mean, a greasy slice of whatever, you know. No. But no, I went to Cece's Friday night.
Yeah.
And it was a freaking madhouse.
Oh, it's insane.
I walked in, my feet stuck to the floor. Yeah. So it was like I was walking to the front, I go, this is going to be great.
The first
but your shoes come off.
the first time I went, I was actually in Texas, and it was before like it went like all over the nation. It was just sort of a regional chain still. And the interesting thing was, oh, they'll do all these different kinds of pizzas. So like they have, you know, macaroni and cheese pizza and chicken Alfredo pizza and all this other stuff. And they have dessert pizzas and they have a brownie pizza, which is just a freaking brownie cut in a circle in triangular slices. That is not a pizza.
No, they don't even do that. They just put a pan through the oven real quick and hot brownies. But the interesting thing is like a couple things. When I went in there, every person that I would talk to would say, "Hi, my name's Kevin. You know, if you need anything, come talk to me."
And so the customer service was awesome.
Huh. What could I ask for?
Wow. Can I have some tokens?
You couldn't possibly need anything there.
You know, I mean, it's a buffet, for Christ's sakes.
Right.
Help yourself, you know. I mean.
Like, that's sort of an empty offer. Like, there's nothing they can do for you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The cups are out, the plates are out, the pizza's out, the drinks are out in front of the counter. It's just, like, what are they going to do?
Next time, I'm going to say, I want some pizza. See what they say.
Right over there.
There. But then the manager walked up to me. Hey, I'm Manager Bob. Anything you need? I'm right here.
Can I get a refund for this awful pizza?
But it got down to the point where I was at the very end of the buffet getting a brownie or waiting for a brownie.
Yeah.
And the guy brings like a whole pan of brownies out. And he goes, "Hi, my name is Rick. I've got the brownies, you know."
Would you like a hot brownie?
And I thought, ooh, I'd like a hot brownie.
I got a brownie.
I have the brownies. Yeah. I carried the watermelon. Dirty Dancing. When she first meets Patrick Swayze's character, I carried the watermelon. That's what it reminds me of.
So the last thing I noticed was they have one guy full-time trying to clean the whole place. With all these kids going crazy. It's all teenagers who get the pizza and a glass of water.
Yeah.
Because cheap.
Yeah.
And then a lot of parents with kids.
Tons of kids usually.
And it's babies, like usually one, too.
Yeah.
Which I don't get. I wouldn't go there.
Babies sucking on pizzas that are rolled up.
Pizza formula.
Nice. It's these huge groups of like meandering children, and they're all sticky handed, and they like run around and make awful noises.
We went there one time to CC's. That was all it took.
It's never again on top of everything else.
And
like, it's okay pizza, but it's really greasy.
And I saw the poor guy, you know, and he looked like he was just beat to hell. And he was like picking glasses and plates off the table next to me. He came over to our, and as he picked up our stuff, I said, "Thank you." And he just looked at me like, "Oh my God.
Someone recognizes what I did.
Someone recognized me."
cleaning a CC's is like a Greek mythological punishment. It's like roll this damn boulder up the mountain every night. It's terrible.
I really felt sorry for the guy. I mean, the whole time I was there, I just kind of watched him, which might have been kind of creepy, but you know, he cleaned. He was cleaning as hard as he could, and...
Oh, there's nothing you can do. No. I'm surprised they don't burn the building down every night and rebuild it.
Where's the Cece's Pizza at?
It's over by Poncheros, over on the southwest side, like by the movie theater over there.
It's in that new little strip mall across from
United
the
States Cellular.
Econo Foods on the west side. There's like a...
Not much.
It's right. Yeah.
You know where the Windsong is?
Right across from the old Econo Foods.
It's next to the Windsong near the Culver's.
Yeah, near the Culver's. But it's like...
strategically placed where children will be.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a poorly designed parking lot, though.
There's,
well, that's the problem. They take a little, like,
there's a terrible parking lot.
Menards.
Yeah.
You remember Menards over on First Avenue? They fit one building and a parking lot for Menards right there. And in that same parking lot, they've got, what, 50 stores now? And
right.
they put that freaking jeweler right at the entrance of a horrible entrance to begin with. They have, like, that wicked curve there.
Yeah, I'm going
to
drive my car straight into that place.
You can't see anything.
And then they make it a blind corner. The reason being is because they can charge $26 a square foot for that space,
right.
And the more buildings you can build there, then the guy that bought the property gets to make a crap load more money.
No,
it's all about money. It's about
just
tax.
Is it Ginsburg's that's going in there?
Yeah, something like
the
that.
The guys that ran from downtown.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
yeah, it was my buddy Steve Ginsburg probably. Mm. So
yeah.
Steve and Megan.
That's that stop sign was kind of treacherous to begin with, and now you literally can't see who's coming, so you just got to say.
Chris and I, every time we go in that parking lot, we wrote a little song.
Yeah.
It goes like this. Poorly designed parking lot. That's our little jingle. Every time we go into a parking lot that sucks, it's poorly designed parking lot. My wife and I. So, and that is like the worst designed parking lot ever.
Yeah. No, the, see, to me, CeCe's is, you know, you have to really, really want CeCe's to skip over Panera, IHOP, Culver's, and Puncheros, all of which are in walking distance from CeCe's.
Right, well, the Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse, the...
you gotta get those rolls, man.
Carlos.
Whatever they
Carlos
do to those rolls to make them so awesome.
Cinnamon.
At the Texas Roadhouse. Oh.
Now, I went to CeCe's kind of before I had Katie, and then now I went to CeCe's after. Now I can see the appeal of CeCe's, because I can just let her go and whatever, you know.
What's she going to hurt?
Well, the first thing that she did when she sat down is she took a whole glass of high C punch, dumped it all over the table. I started to try and clean it, and then I said, let's just go to a different table. So I actually, that poor guy.
Awesome.
Clean up your mess twice.
Well, yeah. Yeah, so that's why I said thank you to the guy. Because, you know.
You're so sweet.
Yeah, I should have slipped him a dollar or something.
Just a dollar.
Yeah.
Well.
Here, buddy, here's a
Washington. I'm poor. I'm eating at CeCe's, for Christ's sakes. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Right, it's not like millionaires walk in there regularly.
Right. All right. So,
don't spend that all in one space.
Mm. Right on.
You can't spend a dollar.
You know, guys, it's getting close to that Thanksgiving time.
Yeah.
And the day after,
really,
which
close.
Is known
no,
as
not.
Black Friday. Yeah, it is.
No,
it's not.
3 weeks.
Close.
3 weeks. It's getting close.
Less than 3 weeks.
Ding dong.
Popular guy, I guess.
Hello.
It's Todd's phone.
Someone's at the door.
So what I was thinking for Black Friday, last year I didn't have my handheld recorder. Now I've got it. I think I'm going to go around to all the idiots who are camping and going up and see if we can get some on the spot interviews.
When
so,
I was...
So you're going to go up to them. Hey, idiots.
Hey, idiots. I'm
get
the
your
can
ass
man.
Beat.
Hey, I'll get people to listen to the show.
Seriously.
And get a beating.
I used to have to do that story. I did that story like 4 years running when I was in Maryland. Like, be out there at 4 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the damn morning.
I'm not going to go out there. I'm going to go out there like at 10 o'clock at night.
Night, yeah.
When the people are already packed in their tents.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to them and see what the big deal is.
I saw people almost get into a fist fight over who was fifth versus sixth in line at Target.
Oh yeah.
At Target.
I was like, you guys just need a touch more perspective.
The people, a shade
more in your lives.
The places around here where it gets the campers, really Best Buy is the big one.
Yeah.
Target, I guess.
Yeah.
People don't camp at Walmart. They'll start a line in the store.
Yeah.
So because
they're 24
hours.
Died.
Yeah, well, yeah. That was the one. That was somebody else's. That wasn't here.
Oh, I know.
That was Long Island. Was that 2 years ago now or
last
year?
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
Someone died a few years ago, too. But,
yeah,
there was last year in Long Island.
Yeah.
Walmart.
Yeah.
That was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I did, because we had the show then.
Yeah, I remember that.
The Black Friday fatality. Hopefully there will not be any Black Friday fatalities this year unless someone
shoots
me.
Jesus Christ, people. It is just a damn DVD player or a Blu-ray player or a flat-screen TV. It is not worth trampling someone to death over. Like,
right.
I know I'm preaching to the choir.
Well, how much are we talking here? Are we talking like a really cheap one? I mean, shit. I'd kill somebody for 32-inch, 42-inch plasma. Yeah.
That was,
this is why I stay in. Or, like, I already had my big Black Friday moment when I was 13. I was in Mall of America on Friday on Black Friday, and
oh dear lord,
it was that's amazing. D-Day. You went into Payless Shoes and you found one shoe, and in a half an hour you might find the other shoe, but that was a maybe. And then there were children running everywhere and parents.
Bonus double cookie.
And parents, the two cookies stuck together. And parents, like,
Siamese cookie.
Not able to keep up with their children because of all the bags that they have. I mean, I think that was, like, enough experience for me. Yeah. There's nothing that I want on Black Friday that I need to camp out for or,
like,
run out
there. Well, no, I didn't camp out for Black Friday. I camped out for when the Star Wars toys were released.
Yeah, that's much better.
That's much more rational.
Yes. Episode 3.
Well, they were really cold out one of those times.
I don't know. I don't remember. But anyway,
I remember when the PS3 was released. People camped out in where I was, and I went out and talked to people, and it was the windiest, rainiest day, and it was like they were there at like 6 a.m. the day before.
Wow.
Because
what place was it when that came out that they people waited and waited and waited, and then they came out and said, we're going to do a lottery for it.
Oh, that was Best Buy last year.
Was it?
And yeah.
There was like people something. Were so pissed. People there for 2 days, and then they find out they had to do a lottery for it.
GameStop did that. They actually gave their employees first dibs on the PlayStation 3s and the Xbox 360s when they came out, and they actually had to rescind that because, of course, all the employees were like, well, I'll take three. Because you're making like
eBay.
Yeah, making eBay. Like $1,500 on a $300 purchase.
Like the PlayStation 3, you could double your money.
Oh, easy.
On that.
Yeah. So they had to like get rid of that policy. But that was, yeah.
I remember my last Black Friday shopping experience. That was Best Buy, where they had some real cheap, I don't know, USB keys or, those cards, those SanDisk cards or whatever. And I was trying to get in there to get my shopping, and they had one of those guys dressed up as the idea box, like the big tag box thing.
Yeah.
And he kept harassing me, trying to put something in my hand. I was like trying to get around him. I almost beat up the box. Like,
I will kill you. Like, don't make me hurt you.
You're like Ralphie in the Christmas Story. Leave me alone.
I'm going to beat the box.
I'm in line here. Leave me alone.
It's like the Family Guy when Peter takes the thing from the chicken, the guy in the chicken suit, and it's expired, and he starts fighting with him. As with you and the idea box guy, it's going to be like this huge cartoonish battle in traffic.
I'm going to beat some blue box's ass.
Has anyone ever protested Black Friday?
We're not hippies.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm totally a hippie. So
I totally believe in it, but I just don't want to stand there.
I refuse to go out to eat or go shopping.
I don't
buy
Black
Friday.
Oh. Do it like Disneyland, where you get like a ticket, like in line.
Yeah.
So you just come back in an hour, and then you got your spot.
And then you can have a more expensive ticket that's like a speed line.
Yeah.
Oh, that would work really.
They actually did that. They do that.
I'm surprised they don't
do that.
What about
the poor people that don't want to pay for, they can't afford to pay for a ticket, and then they get screwed out of a gift? Well, screw that.
They're just not going to have a very good Christmas, so.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be poor. Being poor is a moral failing.
Whatever.
I generally do not go out for Black Friday because it's insanity, and I don't need anything that bad, and I don't
need the Christmas tree. They want you to bring on the bagok.
Bring on the bagok?
You know, we should
bagok.
I could always go to Payless Shoe Store and tell some guy that I'm buying these shoes for my mom, and bagok! She's dying, and
shit for your mom. There you go. There's a bagok for you. Anybody else need a bagok? Kevin, hook him up. Give him a bagok. Hurry up. Do it.
Bagok?
No. Give me something too, bagok.
Bagok!
Fuck you all.
There you go.
Oh.
Bagok!
No. Chat room, we don't mean that. We're sorry.
Kevin.
You guys are swearing down here? Hell boobs, crap.
Get the kids down here. Get the kids.
Hell boobs, crap.
It's from The Simpsons. It's Homer swearing down in the basement, and Bart comes out. Hey, Dad, you're swearing down here? Hell boobs crap.
Nice. There you go. Bagox.
Black Friday.
Just no way, man. I hate that.
I like driving by.
I'm going to go, and I'm going to interview some people. I'm going to get at least one or two interviews.
Good luck to you.
You're not going to come with me?
Thanksgiving night.
I need a big guy to stand next to me so nobody jumps me.
Why would they jump you?
Probably
because I'm making fun of them.
Well, probably. You can't make fun of them to their face.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's clever editing after the fact.
It's a mockumentary. Yeah. It's very serious. I'm documenting this thing.
Blah, you can change everything that you want to say, you know, in between and, you know, just...
Yeah, good tips, good tips.
You know, sort of like Daily Show
style. Yeah, you do the fake, you know, the fake cutaway where, like, so it's like you in a studio, them sitting there, and, like, you're sitting across from them, but it's not... Really, like you're not asking those questions; they're answering different questions.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice.
And if they ask you who you're with, you just say the Gazette.
I can do that, except for
no, absolutely.
And then I will strangle you to death with a microphone cord.
Yeah, I'm sure those guys will strangle me to death.
Okay.
So no.
Channel 2.
I can.
Yeah. Yeah. Say you're from KFXA.
I'll just say I'm with Channel 1. Channel 1. Wait, what's one without a thing? Channel 5. Now used to be HBO. I'm with HBO. But, so Black Friday, you guys got anything on your list this year that you think you might actually be able to afford to get other than a rock?
Not that I'll be able to afford to get, but there's one camera I want. I want the Panasonic GF1. It's this real thin one with interchangeable lenses. I have a digital SLR, and the autofocus gave up the ghost.
Has interchangeable lenses on it?
Yeah, it's a small camera. But it has a large sensor on it, like a digital SLR does, and it uses interchangeable lenses. So you
think seriously,
Dvorak was reviewing it on Twit a few months ago.
Yeah, it's like $900, you know, with one lens. So it's really, you know, pretty reasonable. But it's just $900 is out of my price range,
right?
Because I have a wife in school.
Yeah, my wife will be done with school in a couple weeks.
Thank God.
Couple weeks, she's busting her ass doing her clinics and
nice.
And then she'll be done. So when that happens, hopefully she gets a big raise. Cha-ching. But until then, we won't know.
Emily has to just like graduate and then find a job.
Right.
So what was her major?
She's getting a master's in social work.
Well, there you go.
Well,
there's crazy people everywhere.
Yeah, it's there was a list of the top 15 lowest paid, highest stress jobs.
And social work was right on the list.
Social work was 15, and news industry was like 12.
Nice,
really?
It's like, yeah, we're not going to make any money, and we're going to go crazy. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
There isn't a mental health care worker I know that isn't just a little bit crazy. And I've never met your wife, but I imagine you could probably tell us stories. Tell us, Jamie, is your wife crazy?
I am not going to go there.
he just told her he wanted a camera for Christmas, so, you know.
Yeah, I just gave her an idea.
All right, just check in. We know she doesn't listen.
Well, this would be the week she listened.
All right.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right.
For the short, brief time I've met Emily, she's really sweet.
Emily's lovely. Aww. She's
so
very
what's
lovely.
On your list for Christmas?
I just
put you on the spot.
I need money.
Money's good.
Yeah, like, so I honestly eat, like, rice and tomatoes every night because that's all I can afford. You're giving me this weird look. So, like, for Christmas, I would like a free oil change or clothes, something I personally can't afford.
All right. Pamper yourself.
I'm sorry we're eating your cookies. Damn. Is that, like, all of your...
No,
all the flour for the month. It's like she's on the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, that was her flour ration. Circle the wagons.
You'll have to shoot deer.
Fortunately, you can go hunting. Fortunately, actually, if you take my car out, I'm sure you could run into a deer or two. I've almost run into a few deer.
What would you always get sick with that?
Dysentery or cholera.
Dysentery or cholera.
Yeah.
Wow.
So-and-so died of dysentery, and then your whole party, and then you ford the river.
Sometimes you'd break a leg.
Yeah.
But that was always a death blow, because you couldn't keep up.
Right.
And they'd leave you out for the vultures to pick your bones clean.
Couldn't they just put you on
the
wagon?
That's the subtext.
Seriously? I mean...
Can you imagine if you were in pain and you broke your leg and you're on one of those wagons with no shocks?
An unsprung...
Yeah.
Buckboard wagon.
It'd be better than...
No, it wouldn't
better
be
better than walking.
Well, so you can like... Oh, dude. We live in an era that... You know, you don't have to worry about that stuff anymore.
Thank God.
At all. You just have to worry about getting high off drinking your tap water with all the prescription medicine that goes down the drain. So other than that, you're golden.
I'm golden. I don't know. Kevin, what's on your list?
It's a short list.
Yeah?
It's non-existent.
Really? You don't have
That's
anything?
That's what you said.
There's anything that you kind of been keeping your eye on? That...
Everything that I want, I got or... I have very low expectations in life anymore, Chad.
I really want... a flat screen TV still, but we still have two TVs at work. And I asked, so if one of them should stop working or both of them should stop working, there'd be no questions
asked.
You're
not going to do one of those. Whoops. Well, I need a new TV.
That's what I asked. I was like, so there'll be no questions asked? Should they stop working? And my wife's like, no, there'll be many, many questions asked.
If by chance you can fake the death of a TV and you want to give it away, I'll take it.
I'll make that happen.
What you do is you push it against the wall. You go upstairs, fill the lady's bathtub.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. One of my neighbors let the water run for 45 minutes until there was a river coming down my windows.
Oh, nice.
Or my walls, rather.
Communal yeah. living, gotta love it.
1408.
I don't know, dude. I've been looking at thinkgeek.com.
And I love that site.
When I was homesick that day, I was kind of laying on the couch, the laptop, and I was just kind of checking out ThinkGeek and just going through all the stuff that I didn't even know existed. That's really cool. But really, there's nothing on there that there's stuff that I wouldn't mind getting. You know, but
the Tauntaun sleeping bag.
Well, yeah, but they don't make it my size.
Oh, so they don't? Is it only children's?
It's just
size?
Kids. Yeah, it's kind of like, what's the point of making that? How many kids really know what a Tauntaun is? Seriously.
Well, my kids will.
I was gonna say.
Okay, my kids do too, but never mind on that one. But I mean, the one thing that I want, quit it. The one thing that I want, I think, is probably something I'll get before Christmas, and that's a new webcam. Just something to improve the show a little bit.
You do like a sky cam aiming down.
Yeah.
A sky cam.
Put one, we'll wire it up so we get like stand here with cables and do like an extreme zoom.
You can only call it sky cam if it's connected to Skynet.
Right.
Do you get your gift ideas from like iCarly or whatever?
Yeah, iCarly. That's it. Here, Kevin, I'm going to give you head. There's your Christmas gift early.
Great.
So for those who are not watching live, Chad just handed Kevin the creepiest looking dummy. I guess it's a cosmetician's dummy. Is that what it is?
I got that from Jenny.
Yeah, it is. It is awful.
Heads will roll.
Heads will roll. It is awful. And what's more, its wig is so matted. It feels like. I don't even know how to...
It feels like that hooker that one time.
Yeah, it does. Okay. It does.
That hooker.
Feels
that
worse than that hooker that one time. No, it's just, it's terrible. And it's also very frightening the way the wig sticks up all over the place.
Yeah, so. I was going to use it for something, but never did.
That's going to haunt my dreams tonight. I hope you're happy.
You're going to use it for something? Well, not more specific?
I was
going to
use it for something in the haunt years ago.
Oh, okay,
but I can see that being
never got it.
Never
Jenny
got
used to bury them sticking out of the ground, so like the heads would just stick out of the ground.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I liked it.
So is that a cosmetician or like a?
They practice cutting hair on there.
Okay.
Yeah, cause whatever.
Imagine if you get that.
I was just wondering if they got. Of course,
split ends.
What am I talking about? I'd love hair like that. I'd love any hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Hey, dude, you're talking to a couple of Canfields here.
I know. I got not much back there anymore. So
it's like
I just
have a separate identity. Nice.
So, you know, one of the things I want to talk about in the next few weeks is kind of like maybe give you guys an assignment. Try to find some cheap holiday gift ideas that would satisfy your inner geek.
Yeah.
Is that doable?
Yeah.
Yeah? So there's you have a game coming out, or not you personally, but there's a game that you're looking forward to checking out.
Yeah, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
You take any time off to play it?
Oh, God, I wish I could. I've already heard some people wanting to do that. Tomorrow will be the lowest productivity day with that game coming out. So
really?
But
there are people already lined up for it, like I said.
Yeah.
Already.
At Best Buy.
It's released
in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be.
But it comes out tomorrow night or tonight
at midnight? Tonight at midnight.
They're going to have so many freaking copies of that.
I know.
Who cares?
You're going to be able to go tomorrow at 6 o'clock and buy it.
So you're going to get home about 1 o'clock, throw that in and play for how long?
10 seconds.
Before you can
tomorrow.
No. You take the next day off, you wait in line, and you just run through it with all of your
friends.
I guess
it depends. Do you take Red Bull or do you take, like, meth? I mean, because if you have meth with you, you'll probably be able to stay up for a couple days playing straight. I mean, like, by the time it's over, you'll be pretty sure that those the soldiers are coming out of the TV after you.
You'll be in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's meth, not acid.
Do that.
Well, it makes you hallucinate. It makes you paranoid.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Glad I don't take it.
Me too.
But I know I'll actually be taking a little bit of time off work tomorrow to go get my copy of it.
Nice.
Toys R Us has about the best deal right now.
Yeah.
If you buy the game between 10 and 2, which is utter
bullshit,
10 and 2, you get a $20 gift certificate.
Nice.
With it. So I figure for a $60 game, actually, 20 bucks back.
I was... We went to Toys R Us to look for something for nieces and nephews.
Sorry.
And we were looking for Wii games there. And I was really... I always heard that they had great deals on games. And their deals were just awful compared to other places.
Actually, you gotta watch them.
Yeah, I guess so.
Most of the time, their prices are crap.
Yeah.
But
with the big ones, like the big popular games, they're always offering, you know, gift certificates back. You know, gift cards back to get you come back.
Right,
so,
right.
So, I mean, Halo... You could have got $20 gift card, nice. And they're doing the same for Modern Warfare. Like, everybody's got a deal. Like, Best Buy, they're giving a $10 gift card with theirs. And I think GameSpot, you know, you get a gun.
You get a gun?
Yeah, you get a gun.
Can you play the game with the gun? Or is it just a...
No, it's
well,
an in-game
can,
gun.
But you only get one shot and you need a new TV.
Yeah, okay. So you get a gun that would take you a while to get in the game if you play
That's,
it.
Well,
is Call of Duty coming out for the Wii too or not?
I don't think so. These are made by two different companies,
right?
And World at War was
World at War was
that came out on it, but these guys, you know, they're hardcore,
right?
I mean, so I really would be surprised if they do have a Wii version of it.
I really liked World at War, except it was kind of simplistic. I heard it's really awesome with the gun that you get for the Wii though. So,
but.
I haven't played my Wii in months.
What I think's interesting
is... that's what he said. Well,
I'm going to say, if she's got a Wii, there's a problem.
Well, have you heard about the couple things that happened with, you know, before the game came out? Like,
no.
They just announced... What are they
making
saying?
Inappropriate comments in the chat room.
Well, then
that's kind of unsurprising.
But, one of the scenes that you play in it is you're a terrorist... And you're running through an airport shooting civilians.
Okay, I think that's awesome, but I can see that would definitely cause a fair bit of of outcry.
But I mean, they're
Merry Christmas.
Well, they give you a disclaimer. Like at the beginning of the game, there's a disclaimer about this scene, so you can skip it. You can choose to skip it right at the beginning of the game. Another thing is, I don't know. The last year's, or last couple years, the same company that made this game, they did a scene where you had to crawl out of a helicopter after a nuclear blast, and you're not shooting anything. You're not going to win. You basically, to continue the story, you have to crawl out of a helicopter and die. And it shows, you know, you just get out of the helicopter.
Are these the same guy that did the JFK assassination game?
No, I doubt it. These guys have always done Call of Duty Honor, Medal of Honor games, I believe. Yeah. But, I thought it was pretty powerful because you're like trying to crawl out of this helicopter and you're wondering, what the hell? I know a nuclear blast went off, but... And then you crawl out just in time to die. So...
Nice.
But, that's pretty brutal. I, when SWAT was huge on the computer, It was you know, essentially you played an LA SWAT member in like 2016 or something like that, and they released the Game of the Year edition, which had the ability to create mods. So there's this really robust community around modifications, and one of the mods was you could play as the criminals, and like no developer could ever get that past, you know, and get that out there. But it was really cool to like play the opposite side of the game, like so you could play the, you know, you weren't bound by any of the rules that like because the cops couldn't shoot you. Unless, like, they'd said, you know, hands up, and you'd move threateningly. But, like, if you're a criminal...
You could always shoot him.
You just shoot him.
That's one thing I love about mods. I mean, back when, like, Unreal Tournament was out, it was big. I mean, it still kind of is, but all the different mods that were out there, there was this one where you were on the Death Star, and it was a Star Wars mod, and it was just phenomenal. It was better than any Star Wars game at that time.
Well,
I'm sorry, are you talking about the one with the green lines, and you're like...
No, I'm talking Unreal Tournament. Yeah.
I remember that when I was, the
Stand-up arcade game. Mike Ulrich has one.
Who does?
One of my buddies.
Can I say hi to someone in the chat?
Star Wars.
That's all it was called, is Star Wars? That was the most amazing video game I've ever played.
But
the,
you got your wave.
Who what?
Someone said, wave to me. So I said, okay. Hi, Adam. That was it. Sorry.
Hi, Adam.
Well, if you start with waving, I'll end up with your clothes
off.
Let's
do the wave. Want to do the wave? Here we go.
Woo!
All right, there we
go.
There you go. We did the wave.
There, we did the wave.
Very nice, very nice. Cool. Cool. So, any other games coming out that are you're looking forward to? Or is after this game, it nothing matters?
Well, there's too many to even name. I mean, all of the holiday games are coming out now, so there's going to be great stuff coming out each week. So, yeah. Assassin's Creed 2 comes out next week.
Wow.
Assassin's Creed's out for the iPhone, too.
Well, are the games iPhone. On the iPhone?
Huh.
They're awesome.
Okay.
Like, a lot of them are bad, but some of them are really, the good ones are really, really good.
Because, like, when you get a regular cell phone game, it's usually crap.
I mean, they take full advantage of the graphics. They're very good games. So.
Cool, very cool.
I don't usually play them. I have other things to worry about.
Right, like Tetris?
But you can play Tetris for 2 minutes and stop playing it and pick up where you were, whereas, like, Assassin's Creed, there's no way I'd be able to play it for less than, like, 15 minutes and run my battery dead.
Right, right. I don't know, I'm a little leery about games on there. I'm looking forward to see if anything ever comes out on the Zune. That's the only disappointment so far, is that here I've had it for a couple months, and
should be able to get all the Xbox Live games on it.
Right, that'd be cool if I could.
Yeah,
it'll run them. It's just, can I have them, please? Can I?
Right.
Even if they're with a commercial, I don't care. I'd like something new to play on there.
I'm surprised your boy didn't get Lego Rock Band.
Oh my!
There's a Lego Iggy Pop in it.
Is he going to get Beatles Rock Band, or does he have it?
He doesn't have it yet. He's got Van Halen. He borrowed from somebody that it's not even out yet, apparently.
They give it away for free with Guitar Hero 5.
Yeah. So yeah.
Oh my gosh,
he's got the Guitar Hero 5.
Five
on Guitar Hero.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I kind of want
keep
Beatles
Rock Band. So
Beatles Rock Band. I kind of want to play it.
I want to play it as well.
Yeah. Played it the
is
day
it, fun?
It was out. Yes.
Nice.
The best part is you can have two mics, and so you can have
do
someone
harmony.
Shoot. Yes. Nice. So that was amazing when I got to do that.
Yeah.
But think of how many of those games are out right now. You got Beatles Rock Band. You got Lego Rock Band. You got
Guitar Hero 5.
You got DJ Hero.
Oh, I played a little bit of that. It's kind of challenging.
Band Hero's coming out.
Band Hero. That's already out, I believe.
Is Band Hero. Did anybody yet get a keyboard? Because my son's playing Jump, for Van Halen. It's an entirely keyboard song, except for a little bit. And he's playing the keyboard with the guitar. It just doesn't look right.
And no doubt is suing Activision about that.
Yeah, because you can play. That drives me crazy. Courtney Love is all mad at Activision about the Kurt Cobain thing.
Yeah.
They signed the license agreements. If they didn't read the license agreements, that sucks.
They only read as far as how much money they're going to make.
Right, exactly.
That's
I don't want to hear it. Because, you can have No Doubt sing in a man's voice. Oh, you can have No Doubt's guitarist sing in a woman's voice. I don't care. You licensed your image for this game. You read the contract, or you should have, or your lawyer should have. I just don't have much sympathy. Like, I think it's weird that Kurt Cobain is on there, and I don't think he should be on there. But it's like, I don't...
Well, John Lennon's on there.
But John Lennon's only singing Beatles songs.
Right. Oh, so Kurt Cobain is singing
can sing whatever.
Johnny Cash.
Right, anything, and that's the that's the idea, is that any of these characters can sing anyone. But that's how Guitar Hero's always been.
Yeah, I mean...
So it's like, if you don't like that... Don't sign the license agreement. Like, no one's holding you hostage to this. You know, Courtney Love has enough damn money. She doesn't need more money whoring out her dead husband's legacy.
Right.
Sorry. I'm kind of a Nirvana fan.
Chad, the chat wants to ask you about Polar Express.
I don't know
what that means.
Okay. Good question. That's something I was going to bring up. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Okay.
My wife was on the internet and discovered, or actually one of her coworkers told her about it. In Mount Pleasant, Iowa, which is, an hour south of here, hour and a half south of here.
Maybe less, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, but they have a thing where they do old threshers, which is old engines and farm implements and that kind of thing. Well, on the grounds, they have some railroad tracks, and they have a train that they will black out all the windows for $12 a kid through the month of December on the weekends. or $12 per person. You can take your kids, have cocoa and candy on the train, and the train will take you to, quote unquote, the North Pole. So you get to go visit Santa Claus. So you take the train ride, have cocos, do carols.
Do they come back?
Yeah, and then they come back.
Yeah, so it's not really worth it.
But
$12.
I was worried when you said black out the windows, and then $12 for a kid. I went,
no, they black out the windows.
Oh my gosh!
Black out the windows, a sack for their head.
No, they black out the windows so they don't. Twist they can't see where they're going, hands. And so. What I think happens is they've got this area, and basically the way it's set up is they've got these different places that you can take this train to on the grounds.
Yeah.
And one of the areas is kind of a family area anyway. It has a carousel in there. They also have kind of a Wild West medicine man show. So you take the train and you go out to that end of the place. So it's a neat little train ride, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and then... you go and then you meet Santa Claus and then you get a present and then you get back on the train. So that is probably what my wife wanted me to talk about. So thanks for reminding me, dear. I hope that was my wife anyway.
It was.
It was good. Good. So you guys want to go check that out sometime after Thanksgiving?
I don't care.
You don't care?
My daughter told me she doesn't want to go anywhere near Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe by Christmas I'll have the beard going. Maybe I could just
if you buy me the ticket, I'll go
you,
with
you. You could all be right. A scary hobo.
You could be. Hobo.
You could be a scary hobo Santa. That'd be pretty awesome. You could have like a tattered red cap.
Yeah.
And
a red,
like,
red flannel shirt.
You could have black boots with the sole and the top separated, but they could like look like Santa Claus boots, just, you know, separated and all floppy.
Well, I told Chad yesterday, I was driving down First Avenue.
That's like one step away from Zombie Santa, and that's...
Oh, great idea! Zombie Santa.
I saw a motorcycle Santa yesterday.
That was awesome,
driving
too.
Driving down First Avenue.
Kevin's like all excited. He's like, dude, oh my god, I just saw Santa on a motorcycle.
Yeah, it was funny. He was on this hog, and he had black sunglasses, and he just tore by. It's like, there goes Santa Claus, there goes Santa Claus.
Riding on his Harley.
Yep. So it was cool. I was excited.
That was pretty good.
Riding on his Harley.
With the elf riding bitch he likes to hit. I don't know. Sorry.
Oh jeez.
Sorry.
Wow.
I got a seat for you, elf. It's bitch. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know.
So anyway.
Best shirt of all time, a Harley rider. I looked at the back of his shirt. It said, if you can read, this means the bitch fell off.
Oh. If you didn't hear that, my brother said the best Harley t-shirt he saw said, if you can read this, the bitch fell off.
So good, do you have Lord. To begawk that word? Will
bitch?
People, yeah.
No.
No, okay. They can say son of a bitch. On the radio?
Well, we're not on the radio. We could say, I don't have to begawk anything, but
okay.
I do.
I was going to say, well, they hear, you know, the begawk fell off.
Yeah.
Like, they won't know
that's,
what you
that's,
said.
That's, yeah, that's not, context isn't helpful there.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The best idea you can come up with Santa Claus, just from my perspective, is dress up like a homeless Santa Claus and go up there like all the transients.
Be brilliant.
Over by Walmart just to help me need Christmas money.
Yeah, can't do that anymore.
Yeah, you can't.
Did that pass?
I don't know.
It hasn't completely passed yet.
I haven't seen them yet. I haven't seen any bums out.
What you should do is you should put up. You should, you know, look like you're homeless Santa Claus, and you should have a sign that says "Need money for peppermint schnapps."
That's awesome.
For Christmas, I want peppermint schnapps.
Are you even old enough to drink?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You should take your little dog out there, too, and tie, brilliant. Like, a stick to the top of his head.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Staple guns. I'll tie it.
Absolutely, yeah. Tie it. Not kill the dog.
tie it and hide the tie, and then take, like, big staples. Put it on and make it look like you're stapled to the head.
Nice. Staples.
So you're going to, like, you should interview people in a Santa outfit. You get more people coming up to you.
Really? All right, so Santa outfit, I will put that on, and perfect. You can help me find one. I know where I can find one. I'll ask Sparkles the Clown. Sparkles had one. That's where I got the Santa outfit last time. I borrowed his.
He might be using it.
Not on Black Friday. Not the night of. Maybe I can just get Sparkles to do the interviews.
do all your work for you. That's awesome.
Yeah. No,
it's even better.
Hey, how's it going,
kids? Hey, kids.
I'm 32.
Deathly afraid. People are so deathly afraid of clowns.
Yeah.
Maybe you should do a clown Santa.
Bill Hicks did that on a on one of his albums, Relentless. He did. He was going to do Children's Party as Beelzebozo, the clown from hell.
Oh my God, Beelzebozo.
Beelzebozo, the clown from hell.
I like it.
It's pretty awesome.
Aren't all clowns from hell?
I tend to think so.
Except for Bozo.
Yeah.
Bozo wasn't from hell. Or Cookie. But that bad guy. What was the bad
What's
guy's name?
What's that awful, like, B-movie, like, clowns from... No, clowns. Clowns killer, with, like, killer clowns
from outer space.
Yes. Yeah.
My God, yeah. That was terrible. When I saw that first came out on DVD, I so wanted to buy it.
When's it coming out on a Blu-ray? That's the question.
Never.
I do want a Blu-ray player.
Probably out on HD.
Yeah, HD. No, I do want a Blu-ray player. I think I'm going to put a PS3 on my list.
If I were to get
this actually is one of the most cost-effective Blu-ray players out there. I mean, they're like around $200.
Yeah, and it plays games.
Yeah.
Just wait till they do another deal like Walmart with the Xbox. You know, $200 Xbox.
This week there's a big deal with the Xbox. The Black Friday ads. I'm starting to get their emails from BlackFridayAds.com. There's all sorts of stuff. Maybe next week we'll do a report on some of the Black Friday deals that we find. So do a little homework on that stuff too. You know what? I think we've been going about an hour. So I just want to say thank you so much for listening to episode 60 of the Can Man Show.
60.
Damn. Yeah. 60. Episode 60. 60. 60. Can you say it? Go ahead.
60.
60. Yes. Yeah, 60.
60.
60, of course.
60.
And
it's 60.
He's getting sexted. So. Who's sexting you?
That would be our mother.
Oh.
Yeah, your mom jokes don't work very well when you're related.
Hi, Mom. So we're going to close the show with some more music from my brother, Todd. So get over here close to the mic so I can pick it up.
Todd.
Here we go.
There you go.
All yours, buddy.
There you go. Play something for us, will you?
I haven't played this song since I recorded
it.
That's okay.
Another day you waste away. So tired and lonely.
Again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man Show.
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Bacock!